The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Brad Paisley and his wife just broke ground on their new nonprofit called The Store in Nashville. It's a grocery store that helps people shop for goods and other necessities. The store is going to be completely free for shoppers, and the store's employees will be volunteers from Paisley's alma mater, Belmont University.
So that's you don't learn...
Oh, you want me to play this?
Yes.
You don't learn necessarily things in a textbook like this. You can read statistics on hunger. You can read everything about this subject and never necessarily have it hit you in the heart like watching someone walk through this service, which is what's hopefully going to happen as a student is volunteering here.
He's such a cool guy. Like, I got to meet him a few times when I used to work in country radio, but it is so cool to see people like that doing things in their community, and it's true.
Yeah, I mean,
so true.
He is such a legend, and the fact that he is still so grounded is like amazing. That's like celebrity goals.
I think he did it though. I saw him. God, I have a frog. I'm sorry. I saw him doing it. I think the whole reason he did this to live, he was actually on the excavator. Like, how cool would that be if you got to break ground?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about you as a girl, like me as a guy, I'm like, I want to dig up dirt. It looks so fun.
Like a dream come true from when you were like 3 years old.
Yeah, living it out as an adult man.
Megan Mullally, who plays Karen Walker on Will and Grace, and if you're a Parks and Rec recreation fan, she also played Tammy too.
Hi, Tammy.
One of Ron's wives. Well, she was on Ellen yesterday and gave Ellen a very unexpected thank you.
I've said this in a lot of other interviews, but I don't think I've ever actually said it to you, the person who matters the most. Your show really laid the groundwork for Will and Grace. I don't know if there would have been a Will and Grace had you not done that show and come out. Thank you for that.
That's cool.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, Ellen was on a sitcom called Ellen in the 90s where her character came out as a lesbian at the same time as Ellen did in real life.
So it really messed her career up. Like, she couldn't get a job for years.
Absolutely. The show ended up, like, getting canceled, all of this stuff, just because, I mean, in the 90s, that wasn't a thing that was, like, easily accepted, which is so sad. Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria Baldwin, took to Instagram and opened up about how she is most likely experiencing a miscarriage.
Wow.
She said on Instagram, I want to share with you that I am most likely experiencing a miscarriage. I always promised myself that if I were to get pregnant again, I would share the news with you guys pretty early on, even if that means suffering a public loss. My husband and my 4 very healthy babies helped me to keep it together and have the perspective of how truly beautiful life is, even when it comes to occasionally ugly situations. So if you don't remember, in the garbage literally yesterday, we played a clip about how Alec Baldwin was talking about he's not sure if him and his wife are ready to close that door on parenthood and that they maybe want to have more kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming he knew that she was pregnant at the time but didn't announce it just because there could have been some difficulties with the pregnancy. Very, very sad. Kris Jenner apparently does not have all the reins on Keeping Up with Kardashians. There is a rumor going on that Kris Jenner is turning to Kanye West to help save Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She is apparently letting him take the reins a bit and that she is praying his vision will boost the ratings of the show. Supposedly, Kanye is telling Kris that things need to change on the show and she is putting her own vision aside for the moment to let him hop in and save the show.
Welcome to the Church
now,
of Kanye.
This is all a rumor. And if you want my opinion, which I would consider myself a Kardashian expert.
Oh, well, I would consider you one for sure.
Yeah, I don't think this is true at all. Their ratings have slipped a little bit over the years, but I mean, they still are good if you're comparing it to other reality TV shows and other shows nowadays that aren't streamed. And Kanye literally has done like one confessional, like one interview on the show. It's not even like he's really in charge of it at all. He literally was on it for like maybe 5 minutes of a whole, and now they're saying he runs it. So I don't know about that, but that is the garbage.
Thank you so much, Liv the Web Girl.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.